Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
My 9-year-old came home one day in tears. Lily won't sit with me at lunch. She doesn't like me anymore. She was bereft, the first real loss of a friend. I struggled to console her. What I mustered was a vague theory, seasons of friendship. My daughter's pain awoke memories from my own life, when a friend simply drifted away or stopped calling. I'd feel hurt or angry, but sometimes was too busy even to notice, until months had piled up and I was too embarrassed to reach across the lonely divide that had opened up. Our friendships, sometimes thriving, other times withering, out of sync. These sustaining alliances are many times inscrutable. When am I drawn near? When left to drift away? When I was a new mother, my older friend Sally came over. She cooed at the baby, then looked up to say, "Well, I guess I'll see you again in about 30 years. I protested, not knowing that my new life would overtake me, and I'd have little left to tend our friendship. Sally took it in stride. She accepted the seasons of friendship. After my kids grew up, she and I again began to spend hours together laughing over coffee. She didn't resent the long fallow years. I learned a valuable lesson. A sadder story I feared would never resolve. An older couple mentored me in my first teaching job. Worldly wise and experienced, they dazzled me. I was honored they wanted me as a friend. But the years went by, they moved away and struggled with marital problems. Our friendship was a casualty of that. Angry, hurt, I bitterly let them go. Decades later, they reappeared, arms outstretched. I was wary at first, but their return was a balm. We'd stumbled. There are no friends quite like old friends. To everything there is a season. Blossoming or fading, human attachment may be no different. With a perspective, this is Marilyn Englander.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.